However, let's start with another politician. Is he retired? Is he not? I don't know. You tell me. We're talking about former President Thabo Mbeki. Now, you know that having been critical of President Zuma and then critical of President Ramaphosa, he's very much taken a back seat. That's Thabo Mbeki, taken a back seat in terms of his role within the politics of the ANC, right? But in fact, we're going to talk about just that because I understand he's on the election trail today. So with me is political analyst Prince Mashele. Prince, I appreciate your time. You're live on the National Pulse.
Thanks, Ashraf, for inviting me and greetings to the listeners of the National Pulse.
Absolutely. Much appreciated. Well, you said the president, former president, has got our pulses racing. There's no question about that. He said, in fact, a year ago, in August of last year, in fact, he was asked to comment about his role, in terms of activism within the ANC. And this is what he said.
Beginning of 2020, we met 350 leaders of the ANC in Durban. We're talking about the ANC. So I make a presentation about the ANC, what the ANC is, what it stands for, and all that. And later, a young fellow stands up and says, President, I do not know this ANC you are talking about. Because I joined a faction of the ANC. The faction recruited me, identified itself as a faction. That's the ANC I know. The ANC I know is an ANC organized in factions. This one you're talking about, I have never heard of it. This was illustrating a point that the ANC had accumulated within its ranks wrong people. Wearing ANC t-shirts, they know how to toy-toy and to sing and dance and all that, but they are not ANC. So the 2017 conference, national conference of the ANC decided the ANC must renew itself, otherwise it will die. That was in December 2017. Nothing happened in terms of that renewal process, nothing. The last conference in 2022 repeats that message. The ANC must renew itself. Nothing has happened so far. But the ANC must renew itself. I say to the ANC comrades that when you say I must go campaigning next year to say to people, vote ANC, how am I going to do that, to say vote ANC, when I know very well that the branch of the ANC in this constituency is led by a criminal?
Okay, strong words, and then you can interpret that the way you see it. But the bottom line, that time a year ago, former President Thabo Mbeki clearly not wanting to stand by side with any leadership of the ANC, but made the point a few times they needed to renew themselves, and they're not doing so, and if they don't, they will die. So, Prince Mashele, what do you make of that sound up you played from in last year, August?
Number one, I think that the former president, Thabo Mbeki, has not changed his mind with regard to the presence of criminals in the ANC. I watched him an hour or so ago in Soweto. When he was asked about the problems in the ANC, his answer was, yes, I'm aware there are problems, they will be solved. That was his answer. So he knows that the ANC hasn't changed. It's still full of criminals. And when I say criminals, I'm using his words. So he hasn't changed. So he is essentially saying to South Africans, vote these criminals into office. We are going to solve them once they are in office. That is an extremely dangerous message to send to a society. Unless if you are saying the criminals are now gone, now you can vote for the ANC. That's not what he's saying. He says they are still there, but vote for them.
Well, I mean, I think you're right there, because that's been the ANC line up to now. That, listen, we've had problems. We've had serious problems around infighting and corruption for the last, decade or so. But give us a chance. We are going to revive this organization. We're going to weed out all the muck, for example, and we still then will be the best to lead. But he's, in fact, saying that. And did he say they are led by a criminal or they are led by criminals, according to your understanding?
No, look, we know, by the way, you will recall, he was very vocal around Palapala when dollars were found in a sofa belonging to President Cyril Ramaphosa. He was very vocal. In fact, he was angry with the ANC caucus in Parliament when it actually frustrated that investigation and eventually stopped it. He wanted that to go ahead. His conviction was that, inverted commas, the president had committed crime. So in other words, one of the criminals that worry former President Mbeki is Cyril Ramaphosa. That's the top criminal, inverted commas. So he believes that the entire party from the top to the bottom is infested with criminals. But those are the criminals that he says South Africans must vote for. And if actually you look at the list of the ANC, all the people who have been found on the wrong side of the law with regard to the Zondo Commission investigation are still there on the list of the ANC. And those are the people Mbeki is convincing South Africans to vote for. I think that is a fundamental contradiction. If you are found as a South African, you would find that very difficult to understand.
So here's the million-dollar question. Then why is he campaigning for the ANC, the same ANC he's been critical of less than a year ago?
Here is my opinion. I think the man is old. He is trying to salvage and polish his image. He is trying to send a message that he is different from Jacob Zuma. Because remember, there is Jacob Zuma on the other side who has broken out of the party to form his own party. And there is a lot of focus on what does that mean in terms of the image of the former president of the ANC, the one former president of the ANC. He is now juxtaposing himself to say, look at the other one and look at me and make up your own mind. So he wants to appear to be holier than thou. This is, I think, the game that he's playing. But that's just my opinion.
But why would he want to do that? What I'm trying to say, the stakes are, if he wants to be holier than thou, then maybe you should make a play for the ANC leadership. Yeah, he's campaigning, but I mean, he's still very much on the periphery. He's not going to be the main man. So the risks are high.
No. You see, Thabo Mbeki, as far as I see him, he is a man who is conscious of his place in history. And he knows, by the way, that he's enjoying his last years in life. I mean, we know he's a man of an advanced age. So he wants the last chapter of history to record him as someone who spent the rest of his life in the ANC. At heart, he is fundamentally an ANC man through and through. But he knows that the ANC has been hijacked. But he still wants to cling to the image of the ANC because that is the party that he has worked for the rest of his life.
Well, you see, here's the thought. Even if all that you've said in terms of your understanding is correct, then the ANC still has to allow him to campaign on their behalf. So then why are they giving him the space? What's in it for them?
If you look at the ANC that is allowing him, by the way, and it's fascinating, it's actually the ANC in Gauteng. That ANC in Gauteng, by the way, has always been aligned to him. They actually hero worship him. We know, for example, that he and Cyril Ramaphosa don't see eye to eye. They don't see eye to eye. He still holds the pamphlet with Ramaphosa's picture because of because that is aligned with his own personal strategy in the party. This is a man that I think is playing on a historic stage. That's what he's concerned about, especially given that he's now very old.
But I mean, the same can apply then to, and it's a different issue, but the same can apply to former President Jacob Zuma as well. So both of them, it's like an Ali Foreman, Ali Frazier rematch. They may not be competing against each other, but in fact, there are posturings that are taking place on the national stage.
Zuma, his agenda, by the way, he also hates Cyril Ramaphosa. And he hates Cyril Ramaphosa mainly because he thinks that Cyril Ramaphosa jailed him. So his interpretation of his imprisonment recently is that he was imprisoned by Cyril Ramaphosa. So he wants to punish Ramaphosa. He's on a personal mission. So how does he do so? He wants to make sure that the ANC under Ramaphosa loses power. And he would then emerge under MK to be part of those who are going to negotiate a deal to lead South Africa after the elections. That's the game that Zuma is playing.
So this is
has decided to play a different game.
Well, this is where my confusion. If Zuma's doing that because he, in your words, hates President Ramaphosa, then Thabo Mbeki, who also doesn't like Ramaphosa, in fact, is going to defend Ramaphosa against the man who hates Ramaphosa. Can you see why it's so confusing? Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
I am confused.